Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, along with Bill's producer, Jimmy the Bubble Boy's in here. Swami Bob's even stopped in. And if that weren't enough,
and
full Easter Bunny attire. Scuba Radio's Drunken Santa, Orwell.
You know what, on second thought, it's too much.
Happy Easter to you, Greg.
Once again, it usually only comes in during Christmas, but you've diversified into other holidays.
St. Patrick's Day?
Yeah.
And
Valentine's Day was the worst. When you came as Cupid, that was...
I don't remember
I still
that.
Have this like mental picture...
Are you sure that was me?
...burned in my brain that has scarred me. Seriously.
Diaper is as diaper does. That's what he said.
Ugh.
But this one's...
That's right.
You know, you really got to do something about the flap in the back of that costume. That keeps...
Craig, I got to let the heat escape somehow.
Well, that's
I'm sweating
wrong.
My... carrots off in here.
Yeah, evidently. Okay. I don't know. I don't know. What are you drinking? That's not carrot juice. I know that much.
This is the finest
what
rum.
The hell?
Like
oh
any good God. Pirate, this is the finest rum.
That is wrong.
It's brewed in the bottle.
We are also kind of reflecting on our 15-year anniversary here at Scuba Radio. Last week was the official celebration, but you decided to wait till today to show up to continue.
Why would I be an Easter Bunny last week?
Right. Okay. You didn't want to do. You didn't want to have to work two weekends in a row. Is that it?
No.
Okay.
Are you coming back for National Potato Week?
I don't know when that is.
Drunken Scuba Potato Head.
Yeah.
Potato. I like potatoes.
What holiday do we have coming up next after Easter?
May Day. May Day.
Oh, is it Mother's Day?
Mother's.
He'll come back. He'll come back as a mother.
Oh, you're a mother.
All right. Well,
your mother.
I don't know if it's a holiday, but it is a big event in the dive industry.
Let me tell you
about
his mother.
The Tacoma Dive and Travel Expo. Rick Stratton is on the line and on Scuba Radio right now. Rick, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing good, Greg. How about you?
We're great. We're celebrating 15 years and Easter, you know, because, well.
Congratulations.
I guess, you know, I don't know if a congratulations or like. You feel sorry for us, type of
15 years of salty breasts.
Hey, if you're in the dive business, we have both to offer you.
Yes, exactly. Good point. Let's talk about the Tacoma Dive and Travel Expo. That happens, let's see, 3 weekends from today, right? Am I right? On the
date? 2 weekends from today, basically April 21st, 22nd.
Okay, yes, there you go. So tell us about what's going to be going on there at the Tacoma Dive and Travel Expo this year.
You know, it's basically just a big party for scuba divers. It's kind of cool. It's the dive business has a DEMA, and the dive divers have little dive shows across the country. And this one really isn't little anymore. We're expecting a crowd of somewhere between 6,000 and 8,000 scuba divers and their families to come to the Tacoma Convention Center and have a great time, pretty much.
Yeah, you know, when you go to the Dive and Travel Expo, there really isn't much diving going on, so the divers have a tendency to have a cocktail or two. It's like 6,000 to 8,000 Scuba Radio drunken Easter bunnies walking around this place. Or maybe a handful, walking in his footsteps.
I think we're going to have a beer garden. We're going to have a beer garden and a margarita garden. And we actually have a pup coming out. He's our lounge lizard this year. We're having a diver's lounge where people can sit around and relax in the beer garden.
You know what? Hold on.
Music by Pop.
Scuba Radio Drunken Easter Bunny just tagged on my shirt and he whispered in my ear. He says, "They grow beers?" No, it's a beer garden.
That's awesome.
And they don't.
Bill, turn my microphone off. Bill hates me.
Yeah, well, hey, it happens. But yeah, we got the Scuba Cowboy there. He's going to be there performing, entertaining everybody. We were hoping to bring the full crew, but the Scuba Cowboy is going to be out there to play. I got some stuff I got to take care of here at back at the Ford in Orlando, so he's going to go out there and represent for our Scuba Radio. You know, our entourage.
Absolutely.
Our peeps.
And he's our lounge scuba cowboy. We're really excited about working with you and working with Pop, and I think it's going to be fantastic. We're looking to work with some of our friends at Dive Heart. I know you're a supporter. I'm a supporter, as well as the Wounded Warrior Project out here. So I'm excited about that. And we're also excited about our fundraiser this year. We adopted a charity. One of the things that we're doing with the Dive Expo, each year we're going to adopt a different charity. So this year we adopted Dive for the Cure.
Yeah.
And what it is Dive for a Cure is a Oregon-based diver charity. They're giving money for breast cancer. So we're saving the boobies.
Cool.
Yeah, we must.
Who doesn't want to do that?
Come on. Yeah, of course we want to save the boobies. That's as we should. We're talking about the birds, right?
Of course, the booby birds of the Galapagos Islands.
Yes, exactly.
And we have a sponsor this year, Explorer Ventures, who has a liverboard out there.
Right,
who heard about this booby bird charity, and they went, wait a second, we want to save the boobies too. So they donated 400 shirts to us.
Nice.
And we're really cool. We've got some artwork on Road Jest about the booby bird on the back of the shirt that says, "We Heart Boobies." And, of course, we also have the pink ribbon, so they know what kind of boobies we're really talking about. And we're actually talking about both, aren't we? And
there's no such thing as a bad
we're
boobie.
Saving the boobies.
Yeah.
No. And I almost put that on the shirt.
Right.
It was really, that was tempting. But interesting thing happened on the way to the forum here, is that the shirts came in. I specifically said bright pink. Bright pink.
Right.
They came in light pink. Light baby pink.
So they're hot. They're hot
not
pink.
Good.
They're
no,
sexy.
They're not hot pink.
Oh, they're not?
Not anymore.
They're kind of Easter.
No,
Easter color.
Light pink, as in the kind of pink that would make you slightly pink when you wore it, if you were a man.
Hmm. Interesting.
Oh, wow. So since our diver demographic is mostly men, I thought, oh, crap, what do I do? Oh, can I say that on the radio?
Yeah, you can say that. No, you did.
Okay, I know you say that kind of stuff all the time.
Every
but
once
I'm
in a while.
No,
that's okay. That's
there you
okay.
go.
Well, let's talk a little bit about, if they come out to the dive show, are you doing any kind of diving off the northeast coast there for the show? Like they could dive before the show or after?
Oh, absolutely. We're the only dive show that actually dives. On Sunday morning, we're rolling up at 8:30. We're going to load up the gear and go out and do a treasure hunt. I've got about $50,000 in prizes, wetsuits and dry suits and trips to Fiji and more that people can win, besides the grand prize, which is $1,000 cash.
Sweet.
So they go out in the water. They find a token, which represents a number, which is, of course.
Right.
They go in, that number becomes a drawing. They don't know what number they're going to find representing whatever prize that I've attached to that number.
But, and who knows? They might be out there and find some real treasure. I mean, it could happen, couldn't it? What if they find,
I think $1,000 is treasure.
Well, definitely. I'd take it. Now,
exactly.
People
want the blooms.
What is the water temp off the coast of Tacoma, Washington, right now? I mean, wait for that.
It's a very warm 45 degrees.
I guess Greg won't be going.
Well, I got other things going on next weekend, I guess.
We don't want you to experience any kind of shrinkage, my friend.
Yeah, exactly. But that sounds like a job for the Scuba Cowboy. He'd be up for it. But so I'm assuming everybody would be doing dry suits.
No. About 75% of the people actually dive in wetsuits.
What are they, crazy? 45 degrees? Really?
35 mil suit?
Are you kidding me? 75% of the divers will be wearing like an 8 mil or 7
75
mil?
75 will be a wetsuit. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, the dry suit is expensive, and since it's a once a year event. They go out there and rent what they can afford, and they'll come out in wetsuits. I had people actually had divers dive in free mills just to grab some cash.
Oh, my
God. Well, it's $1,000. What the
heck? We're happy to have them.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
All right, well,
scuba cowboy, have a scuba Indian, compadre.
He does.
Kemosabe.
He does have a partner with him that will be out there at the Tacoma Dive Show. Actually,
is he an Indian?
Absolutely. I don't know if she is. She's actually going to wear one of her mermaid outfits.
Yeah, she. I never thought about that. But
you need an Indian to help you track
kind of Tonto kind of thing. What's the website, Rick, for the Tacoma Dive and Travel Expo?
DiveAndTravelExpo.com.
Very good. All right, more coming up. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into ScubaRadio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at ScubaRadio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
So, tell me true. Are you guys for scuba?
What does that mean?
I'm like the unofficial scuba king of St. Bart. So, if you are for scuba, I take you out on the boat, I show you the coral reef, and we have kind of like a scuba party.
You know, that sounds great, but we're not certified. So
two is Jerry, three is Pup.
Two is what certified? Couple of hours?
Huh. I have always wanted to try it.
Yeah?
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, Bill the Producer, Jimmy the Bubble Boy, and I apologize that we also happen to have Scuba Radio's Drunken Easter Bunny in the studio.
You're welcome.
Part of our 15-year anniversary celebration as it continues week two.
It has been an excellent celebration.
Okay. And is this right, Bill? We have Jerry. Is this Jerry the Diver Guy on line two? Jerry, are you with me?
I'm here.
There he is. Mountain Divers. I remember, Jerry. It's been a while. We met at the DEMA show last year in Orlando. And how are things there? And we're Virginia, right? Deep in the heart of Magenta. He makes his own moonshine there, Scuba Radio Drunken Easter Bunny.
I love it.
So how
get her done.
How are things there with you, Jerry?
It's a little cold today. We just got back from Florida, and I want to go back.
I have no idea what he just said.
He said it's cold today. He just got back from Florida, and he wants to go back.
Okay. See,
I understand it perfectly. Would you like me to interpret?
Yes, please. Jerry.
It's bad when the drunk bunning starts.
That's right.
And then just now he said Greg is an idiot.
Okay. I could see why sometimes. But so you were just in Florida doing some diving, Jerry? Is that what you were saying? Seriously? Or no?
Yeah, we just got back last week. We've been down Genie Springs, down okay. Crystal River.
Yeah, doing a little diving. You're back home today, though, huh?
Yeah. Unfortunately, I had to come back to the real world.
Yeah. So when you were at Genie Springs, were you doing some teaching or just taking some of your divers from that part of the country down to do some spring diving?
I had a couple friends. I needed to finish up their advanced class, and we went down and done some drift diving and looked in some holes.
Looked in some holes, huh? Did you?
I love looking in some holes.
He just said, "You think you got their number?" No. So you're back home now, there at Mountain Diver. Yep. So did you guys have like a celebratory event after they got their certification there and break open some of that moonshine you were telling me about last time we spoke?
Well, we may have drunk some spring water. They may have celebrated a little bit.
Is that what they call it up there, spring water? Is that the code word?
That's the code word.
All right, spring water. Now I know. That's good to know. Well, Jerry, I appreciate you calling in and checking in with us. Well, you got to join us on one of our liveaboard trips. We got one in October 6th, in the Turks and Caicos. You ought to round up some of your buddies and join us on that little adventure, you think?
If we can get free, we'll go.
Okay.
It's been hectic here lately.
Well, you got till October. October 6th in the Turks and Caicos, exploreventures.com. Mark it on your calendar. You can join us, okay? We got mermaids.
Well, as long as we ain't got drunk in Santa, we'll be all right.
Hey. Listen, tell Boss Hogg we said hey.
Okay. All right, Jerry. Thanks for checking in, buddy. Appreciate it.
Congratulations, y'all, and keep up the good work.
All right, there you go.
Oh, them Dukes.
He is an awesome dude. I met him at the bar, ironically, in Orlando at DEMA, and real friendly guy, real nice guy. And some great stories, too. We're going to get to some of those in
good,
the future.
Those are good people.
Now, we won't have Scuba Radio Drunken Santa or Easter Bunny on that liveaboard trip in October, but we are going to have the Scuba Cowboy, who's going to make an appearance in a couple weeks at the Tacoma Dive Show. He is on Scuba Radio right now. Hey, Pup, how are you, my friend?
Absolutely fantastic, brother. How about yourself?
Good, good. Now, and in 2 weeks, we just talked to Rick Stratton from the Tacoma Dive and Travel Expo. They're doing a treasure hunt on Sunday morning, and they're expecting you to get in that water as well. So, but he mentioned...
That sounds like a plan to me.
He said Pup would do the whole naked scuba cowboy thing, and I said, well, I don't know that. He'll probably have to at least wear a Speedo because the water's 45 degrees.
Or maybe like a 20 mil, since I'm not really used to the Pacific Northwest just yet.
Yes. Well, you'll have to work that out with him. But you're ready to play and perform for the folks, and you're bringing a mermaid along for fun and frolic possibly, too, I hear, maybe. We'll see. Right?
Absolutely. That's the plan.
Yeah. Now, I know you are working on your latest, release, your new release. Give me an update. Where are you at with your latest CD that's getting ready to be put out there?
Well, the new Trop Rock CD just went off the manufacturing, so that'll be about 3 weeks before I get that back.
Right.
And that's Drunken Tales and Pirate Sales. That's kind of islandy music, but not specifically about scuba diving. But, of course, all the scuba divers are waiting for my third scuba diving, what I call Scuba-ribbian music album, and that will be about a month and a half out, I'm guessing, by the time I get that back. It's actually called, in keeping with the whole, scuba theme, we went from Wet Dreams to now we're going to call it Going Down will be the next album. So
I'm starting to see a theme.
I'll just let you wander around with that because we all know how much scuba divers love to go down, right?
Yeah, well, I was going to say.
I don't know what that means.
Well, no, a theme, wet, which would be, you know, you, when you're a diver, you get wet in the ocean or in the...
Right, and so you have dreams about the next time you're going to go diving, so you have wet dreams, right?
Yeah. Now, you know, you got Scuba Radio Drunken Easter Bunny's attention right off the bat here when you mentioned the title of your Trop Rock CD. What is it again?
Crotch Rock.
No. It's Drunken Tales and Pirate Sales.
Drunken Tales.
Puppy Dog Tales.
Tales and Pirate Sales, which could be actually an Easter Bunny's tale if one wanted
to
take it that way.
Listen, is it Pug?
No, it's Pub.
Pod.
Pub.
Listen,
the Scuba Cowboy.
Are you go to the dive show?
Come on now, EB.
Are you go to the dive show, Pug? Oh, watch out for the abdominal.
Am I going to the dive show? I'm going to Tacoma.
Yeah. Right. Watch out for the abdominal snowman, Pug.
The abdominal snowman.
Because he'll get you.
You know, he might be out here in Colorado. I think I heard about that guy.
You know what he sounds like?
What the hell was that?
That's the maiden call of the abdominal snowman.
Okay.
I don't even want to know how you know the mating call. Okay, EB, just don't even explain that, please. Not on the show.
Wow. You know, last time you inspired the liver song for the Scuba Cowboy. I wonder what you might be expiring.
I'm just trying to keep Pud safe.
It's Pup. TheScubaCowboy.com. Check him out at the Tacoma Dive and Travel Expo in a couple weeks. And, of course, he'll be on that liveaboard trip with us in October. ExploreVentures.com. Book it today and join us. You won't regret it. More coming up. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
The Bubble Boy has just gone back from the Florida Keys. We got to talk about his adventures down there. See how that little dive outing went. However, Single Scott just got back from Jamaica, and I sent him out there on a mission to let me know what the diving was like in between. You know, just going out there and checking out the area. It's been many, many years since I've been. There, actually, before we even started Scuba Radio 15 years ago, it's been that long since I've been to Jamaica. I haven't went to Jamaica to dive since we've started Scuba Radio. But they're not really known for their diving adventures there in Jamaica. But I've heard mixed things. Depending on who you talk to, you actually can find some diving opportunities there. And Single Scott did just that. He is on Scuba Radio right now. Scott, how are you, my friend?
I'm good. Why Pree?
Why? What?
Why Pree is Jamaican for what's going on?
Wait, what? What?
The Jamaican for what's going on, what's happening, everything's happy is wife free.
Oh,
so
wife?
When you're in Jamaica and you are without your wife, everything's good.
That's pretty much a global term, isn't it?
No. That's close, but it's why Pree.
Oh, why Pree?
Wipe me.
I guess that could make you happy too. I don't know, but all right. So Jamaica, you were in Jamaica doing a little diving, right, Scott?
I did. I had a great time.
Yeah, and it was like one of these all-inclusive hedonistic type of.
I don't know if it wasn't like hedonism, no, but it was a 5-star all-inclusive. It was a really nice place.
Yeah, what was the name of the place?
Iberostar.
Iberostar, which that means what?
I have no idea.
I was going to say, that means whatever in Jamaican, what do you call it? White me?
White me.
White me, yeah.
they're like a worldwide chain. They have them all over the world.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Well, that sounds good. Well, we got the Scuba Radio Drunken Easter Bunny in the studio here as well. But we're going to check in with Single Scout, find out what the diving is actually like in Jamaica, and maybe some of the other things you can do while you go to that part of the world next. On the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Release the sharks!
Mr. Powers, you'll notice that all of the sharks have laser beams attached to their heads. I figure every creature deserves a warm meal.
Dr. Evil. It's about the sharks. When you were frozen, they were put on the endangered species list. We tried to get some, but it would have taken months to clear up the red tape.
You know, I have one simple request, and that is to have sharks with frickin' laser beams attached to their heads. Now, evidently, my cycloptic colleague informs me that that can't be done. Can you remind me what I pay you people for? Honestly, throw me a bone here. What do we have?
Sea bass.
Right.
Single Scott is on the line with us. He just got back from Jamaica. In between, you know, hanging out on the beach, having a cocktail or two, talking to the Rastas there, I guess. He tried to sneak in a little diving, he's going to tell us about it a little bit. Scott, so, first of all, are you still single Scott?
I am.
Okay, you never know when you go to spend a week in Jamaica. I mean, you know, anything could happen.
Well, yeah, there is the 300-mile rule, so, you know, if you're 300 miles away from home, then things could change.
I love single scotch.
No, it's single scotch.
Single scotch on Scuba Radio.
Okay, that's...
You do not... It is not... This is a perfect holiday.
Yeah, okay. It's Scuba Radio Drunken Easter Bunny today, Scott. Sorry about that.
Single scotch, okay. You're the man.
As long as you stay upwind from him, you're okay.
That doesn't you quite know, do it, because you still can see him.
Hey,
you don't want to see him from that side either, trust me.
Do you know? Do you guys know why single scotch is called single scotch?
Single scotch.
Do you know why it's single scotch? Because most men can generally handle him,
yeah,
but he makes the women puke.
What? What the hell's wrong with you?
That's why they call him single scotch.
No, it's single scotch.
You say he's on the rocks. He's not neat.
All right, Scott, I apologize for him. He's a mess.
That's a great radio name.
Yeah, but happy Easter to you, and that's the best we got for you, unfortunately. Yeah. But let's talk about Jamaica. In between all the stuff you can do, you know, topside, which people can find that out on their own. What about the diving? I mean, I know they do offer diving, and you did some there. Is it underrated? Is it actually pretty nice? What's the marine life?
It was nice. I mean, it wasn't spectacular. You know, we're lucky enough to go to a lot of really spectacular places.
Right.
But the dive shop was very professional, and we went out on a boat. A couple of people got seasick, so, you know, we on the other show you were talking about that. But,
yeah.
Because there's a reef system that goes around the island, and we anchored right off that, so we were getting some waves, and some people didn't do well. But
yeah, I gotcha. So the conditions didn't cooperate the day you went out so much. But what about the visibility? Was it?
Oh, it was good. It was 60, 70 feet.
Oh, okay. And then do they have is it just like a nice reef area or a cavern type of dive or what?
Yeah, it was kind of a sloping reef that kind of went down. It wasn't exactly a wall, but, you know, you could go to whatever depth you wanted. There were even snorkelers on the boat that went over top of the reef so they could kind of see. So, you know, it had a good variety. So, I mean, we actually had a good time. So,
yeah.
I was there for my birthday. That's all I cared about.
Nice.
So.
And you were telling me that the people from the dive operation there were very friendly, and you'd come up from the surface interval and say, "How are you doing, Scott Mann?" Was it kind of like that kind of thing, vibe going on?
Exactly. There was a guy there they called Turkish because he's from Turkey, and that's what they call him. And the people were really friendly and very helpful, and you know, answered all your questions and took care of people that needed it, and just kind of pushed me off the boat and said, "Come back when your air is out."
Hey, single Scotch,
says Scotch.
Yes.
Is there something in Jamaica that maybe one might smoke that might not necessarily be legal in the United States?
I heard rumors about that, but, you know, I can't verify that.
Because yeah. I've heard things.
You've heard things?
Well, those ears.
Yeah. Yes, those are my rabbit ears.
Yeah, don't smoke those. Even though they probably would get you there pretty quick. By the looks of them, they have something caked all over them.
Oh, Greg, you're such a cad.
Burry.
All right, Scott. Well, thanks for the report. Sounds like you had a good time for your your birthday.
Well, I'm off to Cozumel, so we can talk about that next time.
Cozumel. And that's like a sister resort to the one you just went to, part of the same
exactly.
chain.
Exactly. It's the same chain.
And what is it again? Go ahead and give them little plug.
The website is Iberostar, Iberostar.com.
So it's like a real upscale, all-inclusive resort that they should host a Scuba Radio broadcast from now. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, exactly. Okay. They had specialty restaurants that you could go to and make reservations, and one of them was a Japanese place where we had my birthday party. It was kind of like a Benihana, you know, chop them up thing.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
But it was Benihana-man.
It was Benihana. Oh, shrimp and octopus.
Oh, Bill. Oh, Bill's making jokes.
Oh, jeez. No, you were telling me, actually, they do. It's one of those kind of resorts that has, like, a little show every night for the guests, too, right?
Yep, there's a show every night at 10 o'clock or 9:45, something like that.
Yeah.
There's a swim-up bar, which I spend most of my time at. You could sit by the pool, have a plapa. You could go down to the beach.
Have a what?
It's the thing that Nikki did in
the deep
hole. Wiki-Watchy, yes.
A pull-up.
Yes.
A poo-poo platter.
You just lay there at the bar drinking, and then every once in a while you just have a plapa, and you just roll back over have some more drinking.
Actually, they bring, if you don't even have to get up, they bring you drinks if you want to.
Okay.
Bring you unlimited drinks.
How about that?
Well, you can have unlimited ploppas.
Is that a moray eel?
Oh, boy. All right. Well, Scott, have a good day. Enjoy your Easter weekend.
You too, and happy 15th.
Well, thank you very much.
Happy birthday,
Scott. Oh, and go Red Sox.
Yeah, it's a Scott, single Scott.
Greg, I got to say, man, you are setting the bar really high. You got single Scotch.
Yeah.
Talking about going to visit his cousin Mel. That's awesome.
What are you?
We should go there.
I don't know what you're talking about.
He said single Scotch is going to visit his cousin Mel.
No, Cozumel.
That's what I said.
Yeah. Mexico.
All right. Let's just move on.
Is he even paying attention?
No, I'm not. That's how I get it. That's how I have made it through 15 years. I'm able to be easily distracted to another topic immediately when things take a drastic
turn. Happy birthday, single Scotch.
Yes.
And many more.
Many more.
All right. Jimmy the Bubble Boy just got back from the Keys. Actually, this was kind of like your little birthday present to yourself,
yeah,
wasn't
it? Was,
it?
Yeah.
So you went down there and dove in Key Largo with Keys Diver,
yep,
which is Mermaid Tony's dive operation.
Yeah, she's
she was
great.
The dive guide on duty.
Yeah, she was our dive master, and she was on duty, and so was the rest of the crew. There was Justin and Dave.
Yeah.
And we had some pretty rough seas out there, but...
it was blowing.
Oh, yeah. We're like...
she went down to the Keys and got blowed out a little bit, but you guys still went out.
Yeah. Yeah, they were cool.
What was it, like 4 to 6s?
You mean? Yeah.
It was? Were you puking?
Only when I got back up on the boat. So, yeah, I tried to stay down in the
other
reef
people
as much
on the boat were blowing as well, a little bit?
Well, I had the mermaid puppet with me, and...
The mermaid puppet puked.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Really?
But only after I threw up on her.
Okay.
I thought she was used to that kind of stuff with you guys.
Well, you would think. Yeah. You've seen it enough.
Yeah.
But, all right, so you took the mermaid puppet down there with you, and she was your dive buddy.
Yeah, I didn't know there was bad blood between her and Tony. Did not know.
What do you mean, bad blood?
Well, I pulled her out, and I was using her as a puppet.
Yeah,
Interesting.
And I did not see Tony sneak up behind me, and she stabbed the puppet.
Mermaid Tony stabbed the mermaid puppet.
Yeah.
And is she dead?
Is the puppet dead now? I think she has a hangnail.
She has a hangnail.
Yeah. Well, I do, because it was my hand inside.
Oh, okay.
But,
all right, so she stabbed you.
Yeah.
All right, but well, what was that all about?
I don't know. Something about that puppet's reputation.
Tony definitely does seem to have it out for the puppet. I don't know if it... I'm guessing it's just mermaid puppets. And, you know, if Scuba Radio Drunken Easter Bunny showed up, I don't know if she
has... Was there some sort of marionette incident as a child?
Like some phobia?
Some deep... seated thing.
God forbid you showed up.
I believe one of these characters. The puppet is a bully. I think it bullied Tony on Facebook. Something like that.
All right, we'll talk about his diving experience next, I promise.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
You are a diver and have the Dive Flag shirt, hat, and bumper sticker to prove it. However, you can share your love of diving and ascend to a higher level with Dive Silver. Combining exquisite sterling silver with gemstones, Dive Silver is the perfect way to share your passion for the underwater world. From mantis to mermaids and everything in between, you'll find something truly unique to express your love of diving in the extensive line of Dive Silver jewelry. And at an affordable price, go to DiveSilver.com and see for yourself. That's DiveSilver.com.
Bubble Boy got down in Florida Keys this week. He dropped off, well, he fed the fishes because the seas were a little bit rough.
He fed the fishes a steady diet of...
Hey, what can I say? I'm a giver. I'm a generous man.
Yes. Well, you wanted to make the dive more interesting to the Chunky. Other divers. You wanted to create a little fish feeding experience for your fellow dive buddies. Yeah. I'm sure it worked. I'm guessing, didn't it?
Yeah, there's like four boats out there. We were the only ones that had all the fish.
Yeah, of course. So was the visibility good, even though the seas were kind of rough? Or
yeah, yeah. Visibility was not too bad.
And you were on what reef down there?
French reef. Yeah.
Which is just a nice, pretty type reef kind
of
thing.
There's one part of it's kind of like a bowl where it's like a ring and you can go
like
down there.
Like a French salad bowl?
Kind of, yeah.
I heard there's a little coral sticking out like a tongue. And that's why they call it French Reef.
And it'd, like, wiggle?
It was very wiggle wiggle. And the Easter Bunny lays in
I got to quit drinking that stuff that the Easter Bunny brought in.
Hey, you are.
I thought that you said that was carrot juice.
It is about 5% carrot juice.
Yeah. I'm just wondering, are you ever going to sober up enough where we can actually take you diving?
Nah.
Okay.
I will watch your wallet's topside.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I'm sure for a small fee. All right, so you did a two-tank dive there.
Yeah.
Down in Key Largo. And the mermaid puppet was your buddy. Did you get some pictures or what?
I didn't take the camera with me, but there was a couple of people on the ship.
Smart, apparently. No evidence.
No, they loved it. They were taking pictures and videoing this puppet.
Yeah, yeah, and I had hooked you up with a new... a dive computer. How that old?
Yeah, that worked great.
It did work.
Absolutely great.
Good, good. You know, I got an email this week from somebody who had stopped by, saw us at the Beneath the Sea Show in New Jersey, and he says, "Hey, Greg, we met at BTS, and I know you know I've been listening to the show for 8 or 9 years. Love it. Congratulations on your anniversary. I know that you dive a lot and you get a lot of stuff." Like dive computers, regulators, BCs. I'm in the market for some of that stuff. Is there anything you would recommend, or what are you diving with currently? And here's the thing. Yeah, you are right. And Jimmy the Bubble Boy knows I usually have a nice little stash of gear when the buddies need something to use or whatever. We may have something in our stash of gear. Right now, I'm diving mostly with Oceanic dive equipment. And I really like their regs. I love their BCs. I'm diving the EOS regulator. Is that right? Yeah, the EOS is the regulator.
That's donkey right in Pooh Bear, right?
That's the donkey. That's Eeyore. That's a totally different
He's sad.
Thing. There's not a regulator named the Eeyore.
The EOS. Did Jimmy, I have a question.
Yeah?
When you're in the Keys... Did you see any sharks?
No, I wish I did. I did not. There were some dolphins.
Did you feed any?
I fed the dolphins.
Yeah, the dolphin fish came in?
No, they came in. This is the way it always is. The divers go down, and then when we come back up, the crew's like, hey, there's a pod of dolphin over here. I'm like,
right.
Wow, I didn't see that.
Oh, you didn't see them, but they were there.
Did you flog the dolphin?
No, but I did make the turtle's head poke out.
Hmm.
There was a loggerhead.
Okay.
Well, leather head. Leather back.
Leather neck.
No. So getting back to sharing.
So you're diving Oceanic.
I'm diving Oceanic. Their BCs are great.
Yeah.
I really like the BCs. The EOS regulator, really good. And they got this new stuff that we talked about at BTS that I'm planning to get hold of, Mass Fins and Snorkel, of their new USA branded gear that's red, white, and blue. And part of the proceeds go to benefit, like, Wounded Warrior projects. And really a nice thing they're doing. But the stuff is red, white, and blue. So it's the first time that you can buy dive equipment and actually show your, American pride a little bit, if you want. And it's very stylish. It's very Olympics, like USA Olympics type thing.
I will definitely get one.
This may not go over well.
Just matured and my wife.
It'll be interesting to see how this goes over in other countries, but it's really a USA pride kind of thing.
Yeah, I would imagine not.
But it might go over really well because a lot of times you go over to Australia, they really like things in the USA and
really popular.
There may be other countries that may not appreciate it as much as we do. I don't know. It'll be interesting.
Afghanistan.
To see. But I'm assuming they're only selling this stuff in the USA. So for our overseas listeners, you'll have to. Dig deeper.
See if you can find the internet.
Well, I don't think you could buy it even over on the internet out of the country. You couldn't get it shipped over there. It's very unique. This stuff they got they're just releasing actually this week is very.
Are you suggesting
USA
it won't work with Metric Air?
It will not. No, it will not because they don't believe in the metric
point.
System. We're very imperial here.
That's standard.
Your Majesty.
It's the American standard. That's what it is, baby.
Yes, exactly. So there you go. I want to get some of that red, white, and blue stuff. And then, I can't forget my Force Fins. I do like wearing Force Fins when I can as well.
Check that out, buddy, ForceFin.com.
Yeah, Bob Evans from Force Fins actually has invited us out to the Long Beach Dive Show to do a dive after that show on Monday with him and the folks from Body Glove, maybe Jean-Michel Cousteau. You'll hear all about it on the big show. It's going to be quite
cool.
A little adventure around the beginning of May, that first weekend of May. All right, that'll do it for this week's edition. Happy Easter to you. Thanks for coming, Easter Bunny.
Everybody, drink your eggs like Rocky Balboa.
Well, thanks to you.
Crack them open and drink them.
I apologize to everyone else. All right, that'll do it for
Happy
this week.
Easter.
Remember, it's always better.
Downwards, brother.
Good diving, everybody.
Yeah.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.